Stephen Kochler, Coker, Stephen, Stevan. Today's 3/5. He was born 7/11/81. 44-year-old gentleman comes in today for a follow-up of A, weight loss, B, fatty liver, 3, sleep apnea, 4, unmonjura, 5, smoking, 6, ED, 7, hypogonadism. Patient is doing great. He's come down from 277 to 228, almost 50 pounds, with his Monjura at 10 milligrams sub-Q weekly. He's exercising. His testosterone level last time was in the 1,000 level. He was told to donate blood because he had polycythemia. He hasn't done it. We're going to recheck his blood, but he definitely cannot restart testosterone until he gets that done. Even if he doesn't start the testosterone, the polycythemia can cause headache, tiredness, possible stroke, and he needs to do that ASAP. I talked to him about this. He also smokes, which is a chronic hypoxemia, also increases his blood count. And so that's also something to consider, causing his polycythemia. Allergy, none. Social, he does smoke, he does drink, he's married, he has issues with ED despite having normal testosterone level. I'm going to give him some Viagra 100 milligram today. Medical problems as above, also history of C6, C7 disc disease related to an accident in 2015. He doesn't want to take pain medication, he doesn't want to have surgery, he doesn't want to do anything about it. It hurts him when he's laying down sometimes. Family history, no change. Right there, sir. But give blood. Okay. Allergy, none. Yes, sir. Review of system, he has no headache, no TIA symptoms related to his increased H&H, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, medication, nothing related to his increased testosterone level. He did have a RVH in the past related to sleep apnea, but with 50-pound weight loss, he has no symptoms of hypersomnolence, a very low Epworth, EPA-WORTH score, period. His family history. Ma'am, do we have the notes from 813? I'll come back to the family history. Blood pressure is 153 over 85, 88 pulse, respiration 20, temperature 98.7, O2 side 97%, heart positive, some positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, rigidity, skin shows no issue around the coast with condition, logical, non-focal. Number one, hypertension, continue with lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide. 12 and a half once a day. Number two, hypogonadism. No more testosterone until we get a level done today. Next one is polycythemia, multifactorial. He needs to quit his smoking. We talked about this. He also needs to donate blood. Is that the last one?
Is that one eight? Okay.
Yeah, the one that I saw him. Need to do his ultrasounds. 8/13. I think he may have come back. Oh, wait a minute. I think that was just a paragraph. Next number is fatty liver. Next one is right-sided ventricular enlargement. Next number is sleep apnea improved. Next number ED. Next one is Viagra 100 milligram given. Next number is continue with Monjura 10 milligram. Next number obesity. Next resolve. Next number is doing fantastic with medication. Next one is no GI symptoms. Next one is recall patient with the blood results. Next one is again no testosterone until his H&H comes down, and that only happens when he gives blood. Discuss this with him at length before leaving. Thank you.